Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
I'm Jean, and I'm a member of the Modern Worship team here at Emmanuel Faith, and I get to bring the Daily Phil today, which I'm really looking forward to, and the title of it is called Restoration. So out of the book of Isaiah 43:19, it says, "Behold, I am doing a new thing." And so for as long as I can remember, I gravitated toward the world of music. I played violin in the orchestra, sang in the choir, and even dabbled in musical theater. And shortly after I accepted Jesus as my Savior, I felt the tug to lead people in musical worship. And one evening after church, a youth leader pulled me aside, and he said, "Jean, I know you can sing. Do you want to sing with us on stage?" And I was torn. I wanted to respond to what I sensed God asking of me, but I wasn't sure I was up to the task. So I responded with, "I don't know." And what that leader did next was pivotal in my life. He said to me, "Look, you can sing, but I can't decide for you. So this is the last time I'm going to ask. Do you want to sing with us?" And my yes that night was the catalyst for my journey of leading people in worship of Almighty God for the past 2 decades. And what a beautiful adventure it has been. I don't think I'm alone when I admit that it is not always easy to say yes to God. We look at ourselves and see what's wrong instead of the potential. We resign to our brokenness and doubt that healing is possible. We give shame and fear more real estate in our minds than the promises of God's word. And I'm reminded of a story from the book of John where Jesus approaches a man who had been ill for nearly 4 decades. And Jesus' first words to him were, "Do you want to be healed?" Healing was right there in front of him, but first, he had to admit his need. And his yes both confessed his need and declared Jesus' greatness. And in response to his honest vulnerability, the Savior stepped in and restored him. See, God's ability to restore has no limits. He is ready and waiting to bring us, his prodigal creation, back to our fullest potential. He just needs our yes. And so with that, Emmanuel Faith, thanks so much for listening, and I hope you all have a great week.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.